I want to welcome everyone here to the Centerfield City Planning and Zoning Commission meeting held here in the Centerfield City Hall building, and it is promptly 7 p.m. Thanks to everyone for being here. I'll start off with roll call, I guess, and go through that. Christy Garf, she's absent. John Hansen.
Here.
Colin Edwards.
Here.
Brandon Childs, I'm here. Jaden Sorensen. Absent. Travis Leatherwood, mayor, he's absent. And then we have Randy Hunt here, recording for us tonight. So thanks, Randy, for being here. We'll go ahead and get started on there. We'll do a Pledge of Allegiance led by Joan Hansen. Following that, we'll have an invocation given to us by Colin Edwards, and we'll go to that.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our kind eternal Father in heaven, we regret for this opportunity to have assembling here as the Planning and Zoning Commission for Centerfield City. We're grateful for all the many blessings which thou bestows upon us, for our health, strength, this great country which we do live in, and this valley which we do. We ask that thou might continue to watch over and protect us, that we may have the things which we need to sustain life. Be with the leaders of the church and of the country, that they may have thy guiding spirit to be with them. Be with us this evening, that we may be able to make sound judgments in this calling and everything. We pray for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, John and Colin. Did everybody get a chance to review the minutes from our previous meeting? Let me get up here.
Yes.
July, it says July 31st, but it's June. 6/26/25. June 26th there. Was there anything that we need to review or change on that?
Not that I've seen.
See anything? If not, I'll entertain a motion that we accept the minutes from our previous meeting on June 26, 2025.
I so move.
I second.
John Hansen made the motion to approve the minutes from our previous meeting dated June 26, 2025, and a second from Colin. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Okay, moving on down here, Dylan Thurston, I don't think he's here tonight. Something came up, changing some stuff, so Raina, you want to come up and talk to us about your building permit? Plans here.
So she found a trailer that we purchased it already.
Okay.
She's supposed to put it in her, that land she has in that property for Maya Chevron.
All right. I think the offset, so we've got 30 feet in the front, and that's on, let me just clarify, I guess, on the lot. That's not on the whole. The plot map here. Pull up the TV. Okay. It's this lot right here, right? Just making sure we're on the same page. Right there. Is that the lot?
Correct.
Right there? Okay. That's where we're looking. So the front, when you say the front, is that this diagonal section here? It's this one down here, the 12?
Right, so if that's 10, this would be 9, it would be the 9.
Oh, so this one here is a lot, not an actual street. The 9 right there?
So there is a little, okay, that makes sense, so it'd be 10. So it's not an actual street, it's just a...
Right, it's just an open area there, it's kind of
yep.
Drive-through area, I guess, and looking at that, but it's not this lot here.
No, that's the one she owns right now. And
okay.
So she owns a lot next to it as well, so it'd be
so 10. This one and 10. So it's on lot 10?
Yep.
That's just our email.
So that's the one she owns now, and then the three would be where she wants to put it. So
oh, okay, it's the one to the side. That's weird. That's different than what we've got here, isn't it? Huh. Okay. So it's not 1, 2, it's 3. So yeah, that's where the 10 is. Okay. 79.75, and I think that's what we've seen on the other. Okay.
So it's lot 10.
That's where that is. On there. I don't know, that's weird that they've got that shown on there that way.
Yeah, because it's not an actual street for like everybody to use, it's just...
Mm-hmm. On that. And it does show the 79.75 on that one that they've showed there.
Mm-hmm.
On that width, on that.
So is it 30 feet back from the front? That's how far back the trailer will be?
That's what it showed on that plot map that they put in here, I guess. Should just pull this open, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
This is what they were, what was sent in. And so from the front of the trailer there, the street, there'll be 30 feet to the face of the trailer, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then 20 feet from the side, and then 34 from the rear there. So I think all those offsets work. I guess that lot is not 100% square, is it? It kind of angled on there a little bit, but on the front it's only required 20, and if they're 30, then they're 10 feet more than what has to be. All right. Just some photos of it.
Then it's an 81.
81 guns?
Setbacks in the year of the trailer, everything else should be fine. So.
Yeah. Okay. I guess any other questions from anyone?
I move that we recommend Ramon Torres to City Council for building permit at 65 East 470 North for modular home.
Okay. Lot 3?
Lot 10.
Well, it shows 10 on here, but it shows 3 on her, so I don't know which
lot
one.
Lot 3 or 10.
All right.
Which one is it, lot 3 or 10?
The one picture I have, it shows lot 3.
Okay.
I don't know which would be the correct one. The one that he showed me, it has like a little road, but there is no road. Yeah, it's not.
Right. Let's go off this one, lot 3.
Lot 3.
Okay.
All right. So we have a motion to recommend a building recommend that Reina Torres go to the City Council for a building permit at 65 East 470 North, and it's lot number 3. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion from John Hansen and a second from Colin Edwards. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Is there any opposed? Passes unanimously. On there. So next Wednesday at 7 p.m., you just need to come to City Council and kind of explain it to them as well, and then they're the ones that will issue the building permit.
Okay. On so next Wednesday is coming.
Next Wednesday. Wednesday at 7, correct, Randy?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other questions? Okay.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Is there any unfinished business or anything we need to discuss or talk about?
I don't think so.
Anybody knows? I did get a call on one project. It's on the east side, north of Danish Meadows, I think. They wanted to subdivide that into some half-acre lots, I think is what it was. But they were supposed to give me some information, but I haven't received it yet on there.
So it's on the east side of the road, Danish Meadows. So you got Danish Meadows.
I think it was
north.
North is what
it's going to be kept up there quite a bit. North of 5th East?
North East is the east side of Danish Meadows. You said east or north of Danish Meadows?
I thought he said north. I guess somebody had passed away, and I can't remember their name, and so the kids are wanting to just kind of subdivide it. The property or something is the inheritance. Or
the property just north of Danish Meadows?
I thought that's what they said.
So it's kind of like an L shape to kind of go around that log cabin.
Okay.
I thought Sean Nelson owned that piece.
Yeah. Maybe look it up on Onyx and see what you can see there. Sorry. I should have.
He came in once already looking to do that. But.
Did he? I thought it was north. I can't remember.
Yeah, that little L piece just north of Danish Meadows is Sean Nielsen, but the one just on the west side is Allison Dennison.
Alice Dennison?
So Sean knows that one, it just kind of looked like a little knife almost in sound.
Yeah, Sean's kind of a weird looking piece right here. It kind of comes down through here and then right here.
Oh.
And then Allison Dennison owns this L shape here.
And that's north?
This is north, yep.
What about across the street to the, what would be the west, I guess?
This is Peterson.
Oh, that's
Jack Charles. Jack.
Yeah. Jack Peterson.
Okay. Like Gerald Madden.
Gerald and those guys, yeah.
North of that one?
This is Hendricks.
Hendricks. Hendricks. Okay. I don't know. He said it was around there. I can't remember his name. It was an attorney or somebody. They were looking at trying to get the lot. Anyway. But it would end up being three lots instead of the one lot that it is now. But trying to do it without curb and gutter or anything of that nature, because it falls under the smaller subdivision thing instead of the larger one. But I didn't think we had it separated as small, minor and major, with the way that the code is. And it's like, oh yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in there. And I was like, I don't think so, not right now. But anyway, he was supposed to give me more information and then get back with me. He never did, so I'm sure I'll hear from him again eventually. But when I do, I'll send out some more information about it.
Okay.
So that's the only thing that I had come up this last week or so.
I don't have anything.
You don't have anything else? Anything from you, Colin?
I move that we adjourn.
I second it. We have a motion from John to adjourn the meeting, and we have a second from Colin Edwards. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
It is 7:15 p.m.